So our next speaker is Claudio Blay, and he's going to talk about remote execution with Nix and Bug2. A round of applause, please. Thank you.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. I'm Claudio. I work at Tweak in the Scalable Builds group. Tweak is the OSPO of Modus Create. And I'm going to talk about how we could integrate Nix and Bug2 in the realm of remote execution. A bit of a background at first. We are working on a large mono repo, which is a really large Haskell code base, a bit over 10,000 Haskell modules for Mercury. So they're using Flakes already, and we are currently migrating this code base to Bug2. So what is Bug2? Bug2 is a new polyglot build system from Meta. I think they released it roughly 2 years ago now. It supports distributed builds and also distributed caching, which is quite nice. It's still being worked on, by the way, so they do releases twice a month, and they did so today. So if you want to try it out, just head over to their GitHub Bug2 repository and download it. It's just a single Rust binary, static binary, very easy to use. Okay, why would you even think about remote execution in this case? Well, yeah, you want to have faster builds, obviously. So with a large code base, you're limited to just your local computer. You're going to feel a bit of a pain if you have to recompile lots of your modules. So, and remote execution gives you faster build and also test execution through scaling of nodes available somewhere in your cloud or on-prem, whatever. And also it provides you a consistent development environment. Think about reproducibility here. And you can reuse all the artifacts that are built by your remote executor. In this case, the remote executor or the remote cache is primed by our CI. So you can reuse those artifacts for all the developers. So they can really benefit from the build results that are done by your CI, and you don't have to rebuild stuff that has been already built in either way, even in your pull requests or on your master branch, it doesn't matter. And there's just one catch, because Bug2 and Nix together do not lend themselves naturally to remote execution. This is because, Bug likes to control the outputs, and all Nix is giving to Bug2 is a symlink to the Nix store, right? So if you send that symlink, you can send it to the remote executor where it gets executed, but of course, it's just dangling if you don't have some preparations in place that makes the Nix store path appear on your remote runner. So in this case, the easy way out for this is to use a custom Docker image. That's what we do for the Linux use case. Since we are building this with Bug, so we're building this pre-canned image up front before we are even starting the remote execution. The remote executor has access to the system and it uses it, so we make sure that every tool that we are using for the remote actions is actually already there, right? But we also have to support macOS, since lots of developers of Mercury, the company we are working for, are using Macs, like ARM64 Macs, M2, M3 machines, and for macOS, this this whole thing is more challenging. For instance, you would need to provision the system up front before you're doing the remote executors or running the remote actions on your runners. And as far as I know, this would be a bit cumbersome to deal with. I don't know, there's probably no macOS image that you can just build up front. And also, it's quite expensive having to run those machines, keeping them running, or yeah. So when we talked about this with a remote executor service that we are using, they recommended us to first look into how you can build your actions on macOS, but targeting Linux, right? So the suggestion was to just use cross-remote builds in order to leverage the existing infrastructure that is already in place for Linux. And that's what this talk is basically about. So in a moment, I will show you how we set this up and how everything fits together. Doing a quick demo. Just wanted to mention there is some prior work from my colleague and a blog post I've linked here, Konstantinos and Guillaume, who managed to get this implemented in a better way. So they're using a shared file system for the runner. So as soon as the Nix package is built by some remote Nix machine, the other runners have immediately transparently access to the packages inside of the store. So this is really cool stuff, but it's only working for Linux, of course. Still, we are looking into doing that also for our project. When it comes to remote execution, the story for Nix is actually quite neat. All you need to do is configure Nix to be able to forward its build jobs to another machine of some other architecture. So when you're on macOS, ARM 64, and you've got some Linux x86 64 server,